And we're going to stay with that report on the Defence Forces, as we've been hearing throughout the programme. It contains a tidal wave of allegations: bullying, intimidation, physical assault and rape. It also questions the way suicides of Defence Force members were recorded. Our reporter Una Kelly asked the Transport Minister and Green Party leader Eamon Ryan if the report should be given to the Gardaí.
Well, so the Gardaí, that's a separate matter in terms of it wasn't done as a criminal investigation. It was a key, though, that we do implement the recommendations in the report, and I know the Tánaiste is absolutely committed to that. It's a shocking report. It requires a response across so many, in so many different areas. If there is any a case for any criminal prosecutions, obviously that will follow its own course, but you'd have to do that through the proper judicial proceedings. This is about the culture and about the systems within our defence forces.
And that was Eamon Ryan speaking a few minutes ago in Dublin. We're joined now by Katie Hannan, who's the presenter, as you know, of RTE's Upfront television programme. Her radio documentary, Women of Honour, triggered the review, which has now resulted in this report. Katie, I'm sure you're familiar with many of these stories, but did that make the report any less shocking?
No, actually, it didn't. Just as Diane Byrne there said earlier in your programme, Rachel, obviously Diane Byrne lived through this, but over the last 2 years since I started working with the Women of Honour, and other people have come to me since the report, since the documentary aired. So I've kind of been steeped in this over the last couple of years. But even at that, even though I have heard accounts very close to a lot of the stories and the incidents that are related in this report, it's still deeply, deeply shocking that this was how an institution of the state conducted itself in full public view, really, over decades. Even as has been mentioned many times now, when all of this was pointed out over 20 years ago. So I think you've done a great service actually putting extracts from the report itself, and I'd recommend anyone to read it, because it's actually a very well written report. Ms. Justice Sprone O'Hanlon deserves a lot of praise for that. But it is so shocking in terms of the detail that are in there. And while a lot of it, we need to say this, I think, as well, because obviously the focus is on how women have been treated in the Defence Forces, rightly so, and the point is made throughout it that women are obviously very vulnerable. Honour withdrew from this process. Much of the accounts that are in this actually came from male members of the Defence Force. And the point is made in the report a number of times as well that men were also victims of, you know, most of the things that are pointed out in this report, all the way up to and including rape. So this is across the board. There, you know, there's fundamental issues with how the Defence Force has managed itself since its inception, really.
I think another thing that's worth mentioning, again, this is something we touched on earlier, is the particular issue that appears to be there with how suicides were treated and how they were recorded.
Yes, and again, I would have heard a number of stories in relation to this over the last number of years, some very, very shocking stories. The idea that suicides, that people were being encouraged to refer to suicide or ascribe the term accidental death to suicides is a very shocking finding. I think the types of bullying, I just have the line here actually from the report, the types of bullying described range from behaviour leading to suicides and in brackets often characterised as accidental deaths. And of course, it then goes on to say up to serious physical assaults, sexual assaults and the targeting of new entrants. I think a huge problem, and this is something I've heard over and over again, is this parallel justice system that works within the Defence Force. And of course, this isn't unique to the Irish Defence Forces. This is how Defence Forces across the world operate. They have this completely separate justice system. And from time to time, criminal activity is investigated by the Gardaí. The Gardaí are brought in it because maybe the members themselves go to the guards. But I've heard from so many members now that they were not encouraged to go to the guards, even when the allegations that were bringing forward involved very, very serious matters such as sexual assault and rape. So I know that there is now recommendations that there will be legislation to ensure that Gardaí will be involved when we're talking about allegations of sexual assault. But I suppose the question needs to be asked. What the other criminal allegations that are right throughout this? I mean, I'm just looking here in terms of the predatory behaviour towards new entrants and women in particular here, where they're talking about female members of defence forces being advised to maintain two locks on their cabin or bedroom doors if there had been an attempt of an assault or forcibly enter of sleeping quarters in the past. Now, I have heard upteen number members, female members, telling me that there were issues with people coming into their bedrooms at night time, with male members coming into their rooms at night time, and talking about barricading. And again, interviews reported barricading of quarters to prevent sexual assault. There's talk here of younger recruits being groomed by senior officers, of drinks being spiked with various drugs. And this line, which really jumped out at me as well, interviewees reporting the prevention of members being informed pre-tour. This is before they would go abroad on an overseas tour. They'd be not be told about the availability of rape kits because, quotes, it creates victims. So, like, very, very serious matters here, that it's kind of mind-boggling that this would take place in any workplace, but in particular in an institution of the state.
Katie, thanks so much for that. Katie Hannan there.